Tonight's pitching matchup, a pair of relievers. Rainier Roybal for Lehigh Valley. Luis Sessa, who made the Yankees pen out of spring training, but mostly a starter in his pro career, on the hill for Scranton Wilkes-Barre. So the real question is really, how long would each one of them go? Got to be economical with your pitch count. And quite frankly, Rainier Roybal wasn't. A lot of base runner in the bottom of the first inning, but nothing to cross the plate. In the bottom of the second, three straight singles lead off the inning to load the bases. A ground ball double play by Pete Cosma scores a run, making it 1-0 Rail Riders after two. Pigs countered in the top of the third. Back-to-back leadoff hits brought up Darnell Sweeney with one out.
Runners on the corners, one out, and another 2-2 upcoming. Sessa kicks and delivers, swung on and stroke, base hit, right side, Sweeney has come through. Venable scores to tie the game. Holding at second is Angelis Nina. In at first is Darnell Sweeney. It's an RBI single. We're tied 1-1 here in the third inning.
And the third inning would end that way. The top of the fourth now, and a quick strike to start the frame.
Sessa in the windup. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it's swung on and ripped out to right field and deep. Racing towards the line is Adams, but that ball is gone! A line drive over the fence, home run! Andrew Knapp, a line drive BB that hits off the top of the wall and skips into the picnic area. It's his third home run, and the Pigs grab a 2-1 lead.
And Knapp ties Tommy Joseph for the team lead in homers so far this year. The only hit of the half inning does damage for Lehigh Valley, but the lead would last just a matter of minutes. Bottom of the fourth, Roybal allows a leadoff walk to Chris Parmalee, followed by a single to Donovan Solano. He'd retire Jose Rosario on a fly out to center, so two on, one out. Then, Roybal would jump ahead of Pete Cosma 0-2, but fails to capitalize, loading the bases on a hit batsman. Keep this in mind as well. Cosma, just a 128 hitter on the season. Up next, the 9 spot in the batting order, Lane Adams, who Roybal also jumps ahead of 0-2.
Now he's got Lane Adams at his mercy. Pitcher swung on and looped out in the left field, a base hit. An 0-2 pitch is lined in the left for a hit. One run will score. The other runners will halt station to station. And the game is tied on the RBI single by Lane Adams.
Just a shot to the gut. That chases Roybal out of the game. Third spot start this year by Roybal. Third time he fails to get out of the third inning. Solano would score on a sac fly by Ben Gamel, the first batter Hobie Milner faces. The run Roybal's responsibility. 3-2 Rail Riders after four. Sessa exited for Scranton Wilkes-Barre after 5 1/3 innings pitched in line for the win. From the fifth on, the bullpens started mowing them down for both sides. The fifth through the eighth innings, four scoreless frames, two sides total, allowing five base runners combined, three of them stranded. That including an impressive 3 1/3 innings from Pigs AAA newcomer Hobie Milner in just his second appearance. Tonight, Milner faced 10 batters, retire them all. His AAA career, 16 up, 16 down. 3-2 the score to the ninth inning. Rail Riders looking to close out the win, but have to go through 2, 3, and 4 in the Pigs' batting order.
So it'll be a 3-1. And the pitch comes plateward, swung on and drilled. Out to left field and deep. Rosario back. Forget about it. It's out of here. Taylor made for Taylor Featherston. A solo blast that just got out in a hurry into the bullpen in left. His second home run. A game-tying home run. 3-3 here in the top of the ninth. And how do you love that guy? How do you love all this?
Just a day after snapping his 13-game hit streak. New ball game. We'd go to the bottom of the ninth, all tied 3-3. Gregory Infante back out to close it out for Lehigh Valley. But after retiring the first two, hold on just a second, the top of the order back up for the Riders. A single by Ben Gamel. A walk to the all-world prospect, the birthday boy Aaron Judge. Then a walk to Gary Sanchez. Bases loaded now. Dave Brundage goes out to the mound, but decides to leave Infante in. The winning run, just 90 feet away from scoring, Rob Refsnyder at the dish.
3-3, bottom nine, two outs, pitch is swung on, hit to right field deep. Marte back at the track, at the wall, has room, makes the catch and crashes up against the wall in the right field corner. I mean, it's 3:30 down the line. He hit it 3:29 with the bases loaded and two outs in the ninth inning.
Just like that, we'd go to extras. Top of the 10th, Pigs go down 1-2-3. So to the bottom of the 10th inning, Bobby Lafrenboise on to work. Retires Chris Parmalee to lead things off, but then allows a hit to Donovan Solano, who advances to second on a wild pitch. Jose Rosario grounds out to short. Two outs on the inning. Lafrenboise looking settled in for a second, but walks Pete Cosma. Up next, Lane Adams, an infield single. So the base is loaded. Ben Gamel at the plate again. The winning run 90 feet away.
Three on, two outs. Lefty versus lefty, the pitch. A swing and a miss, and it's off the glove of Knapp. The run's going to score from third, and the game's going to end on a swing and a miss. I have seen it all. Should be a pass ball. And a walk-off pass ball. Rail Riders win in 10, 4-3.
And because of the pass ball, it's an unearned run. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs falling to the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders 4-3 in 10 innings, losing in Lehigh Valley's first extra inning game of the season.